Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friends, before we jump into today's episode, I want to share with you how coaching has completely transformed my life. Friends, since I began getting coached myself, I have saved $5,000. I've completed 2 coaching certifications and paid them off through my coaching business. That's another 14K. I've lost 30 pounds. I'm healing from a hard relationship. I've learned to enjoy eating mostly sugar-free. I've become a journaler and even started this podcast. I've begun a weightlifting routine and stuck with it. I've learned to plan out my days and my weeks on Sunday and actually use and utilize a planner to meet my goals. Ladies, I've shown up for my own life. The tools that I've learned in coaching have changed me, and this is the work that I get to do now. I help women take full ownership of their emotions, their healing, and their purpose so they can walk out their kingdom-ordained desires. Coaching creates transformation because God is in this work, and real change starts on the inside and then flows into every part of your life. So if your next year you could look back and say, I'm so thankful I took that step, this is your invitation. Friends, it's time to wake up. It's time to stop sleepwalking through your days and start showing up for your own life. I've got a couple new coaching spots open for the new year, and I'd love to walk beside you and help you as your roots grow deep into God's truth and your hopes rise high. You can email me at Kendall@KendallSnyderCoaching.com, or you can, of course, find me on Facebook or Instagram at Kendall Snyder Coaching. I'd love to hear from you. And before we dive in, a special thanks to Shields Media Strategies for my beautiful new podcast art. If you have social media or graphic design needs, I 10 out of 10 recommend Claire. You can find her over on Instagram at Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S, Media Strategies. Now, let's head into the journaling room. Welcome back to the Journaling Room podcast. Before we begin today's episode, I do want to say this. If you clicked on this episode about gratitude, but you're not feeling grateful, you're so welcome here. This space is for you, exactly as you are. I'm Kendall, your host, your fellow journaler, and someone who's lived through seasons where gratitude did not come naturally, not even a little bit. Today's episode is for the woman who feels numb, for the woman who might feel a little bitter, for the woman who just feels weighed down, maybe even for the woman who feels guilty for not being more grateful. Maybe life is technically good, but your heart just hasn't caught up with that truth. The holidays are approaching and you want to feel excited, but you don't. Something in you just feels flat. If that's you, oh friend, I want to just speak this so clearly. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not less spiritual. You're not failing at gratitude. You're not broken. You're human. And God is so tender with humans. So today we're going to chat about how to find gratitude when it doesn't come naturally, how journaling can create a safe place to be honest, to breathe, slowly take steps towards softening again. Hopefully that's what we do every time we come into the journaling room. Create a safe place to be honest. So as we know, gratitude isn't always easy. Even when our life looks stable from the outside, even when we know we should feel thankful, sometimes the heart gets tired. Sometimes emotions shut down in overwhelm. Sometimes the holidays stir up memories or expectations or responsibilities that weigh you down instead of lifting you up. And when gratitude feels far away, I wonder if it's not really about the ingratitude. I wonder if it's about emotional overload. So instead of forcing ourselves to just look on the bright side, I want to invite you to explore why gratitude might feel hard this season. What if writing it down could help you notice what's underneath the surface? So here's the first journaling prompt for today. What makes gratitude feel hard for you in this season? Let your pen tell the truth. No pressure, no need to even like clean it up right away. No silver linings that you need to look for, just honesty. This is where God meets you in exactly what you're feeling and exactly where you are. And here's something that I just think we often forget. What if gratitude doesn't start with our circumstances? I'm going to say that again. What if gratitude doesn't begin with what's going on around us? What if gratitude begins with our identity? When we feel numb or disconnected, oh, it's so easy to think, I shouldn't feel this way. I know I'm blessed. Other people have it harder. Can you relate? But our emotions don't shift because we shame ourselves into positivity. Our emotions settle when we remember who we are. We're chosen. You're loved. You're seen. You're held. You are provided for. You're not alone. You are secure in Christ. When we rest in our identity in Christ, not in our performance, not in our feelings, gratitude no longer becomes something that we have to muster up or manufacture. It becomes something that God grows in us. One of the most powerful pictures of this in Scripture is in Ezekiel 37, the Valley of the Dry Bones. Have you read this chapter lately? God leads Ezekiel into this valley filled with bones that weren't just weak or wounded. They were dry, lifeless, beyond repair. And God asks, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel responds with humility and honesty, maybe even a little humor. "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." That answer feels like so many of us, right? God, I don't know how to fix this numbness. I don't know how to stir up gratitude. I don't know how to make my heart feel again, but you know, you can. And then Ezekiel is given a command. Prophesy and say, I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. And as Ezekiel obeys, the bones, y'all, they start rattling and forming bodies. And then God breathes his spirit into them. Life returns, strength returns, breath returns. And y'all, not because the bones tried harder, not because they willed themselves into life, but because God breathed. So if you feel emotionally flat and just so far from gratitude right now, exhausted or just hollow in this season, Ezekiel 37 is God's reminder to you. Your dry places are not too dry for him. Your numbness is not too deep for him. Your heart is not beyond his reach. Gratitude doesn't grow because we force it. It grows because God breathes life back into the places that feel dead. And the right response to this is nothing short of gratitude. So if you feel like dry bones, maybe your prayer can simply be, Lord, breathe life into me again. So I want to kind of go now into a little bit of a practical step. When gratitude feels overwhelming or out of reach, I wonder if you could consider shrinking it. And what I mean by this is maybe don't start with, what am I grateful for this year? That might feel too big, too heavy, maybe even too far away. What if you started with something small. Shrink it down. Maybe it's a warm mug in your hands. Maybe it's light coming through the window. Maybe it's a quiet breath before your kids wake up in the morning. What if it's remembering a safe person in your life? The softness of a blanket. The smell of dinner cooking. A song that lifts your spirit. These are small gratitudes. These ordinary gifts that don't ask you to be festive or cheerful, but they do invite us to notice them. So here's journaling prompt number 2. I'm wondering what small, ordinary thing might you be missing? What small, ordinary thing can you take notice of and write about today? So take a second and think on that now. Write about it for a minute or two. And what we're trying to do here is not to change our whole emotional world, but just create a tiny opening. What if these small gratitudes open the doorway to deeper gratitude later? And then here's the next step that'll lead us to our third journaling prompt. Don't pressure yourself to feel joyful. Just let gratitude soften you a little. You could even ask yourself today, if I let one piece of gratitude sit with me today, how might it shift something small? Maybe noticing that light coming through the window, or enjoying a song, or feeling that warm mug in your hands, maybe it slows your breathing. Maybe it softens your tone. Maybe it helps you offer yourself a little grace. Maybe it helps you not to rush. Maybe it reminds you that God is near. And friends, this isn't about pretending. It's about allowing one tiny gratitude to make space for God's presence. So journaling prompt number 3, if we let one piece of gratitude soften us, how might that change our day? We don't have to jump to joy. What if we could just soften, open, and breathe? So here's the good news. Gratitude journaling doesn't have to start with gratitude. Some of the most honest gratitude practices actually begin with frustration, sadness, numbness, or overwhelm. And friends, your journal can hold all of that. You could actually write, I feel numb and I'm grateful for this warm cup of coffee. Or I feel lonely and I'm grateful for the friend who texted me. I feel stressed and I'm grateful for a moment of quiet. I feel overwhelmed and I'm grateful for God's steady presence. Do you see how the and matters? It means we don't have to choose between our real emotions and the truth of God's goodness. What if both can exist together? And this is the heart of mature gratitude. So friend, if the holidays are approaching and you don't feel festive, you're not behind. If gratitude feels too heavy, you're not failing. Friends, I hope you hear this. If your heart feels flat, God is not disappointed in you. Remember, if everything feels like dry bones, He can breathe. Jesus doesn't require us to feel something before He draws near. He draws near first, and then gratitude often overflows. So this week, give yourself permission to be human. What if you could do one small journal entry, one tiny gratitude, one honest prayer? One moment of openness, and you let gratitude grow slowly, gently, rooted in grace, not pressure, and let God breathe life into the places that feel quiet or dry. So as we close, I'll review these 3 journaling prompts, and as always, I'll put them in the show notes for you. Number 1, what makes gratitude feel hard for you in this season? Number 2, what small, ordinary thing can I notice and write about today? And number three, if I let one piece of gratitude soften me, how might that change my day? Thank you so much for spending this time with me in the journaling room. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.